My name's Andrew Davis. I'm the Director of Research at the New York State Office of Indigent Legal Services, and thanks come from me also to David Risa and everybody else involved for this opportunity to speak with you. Thank you very much. In my job, I essentially track the provision of indigent defense services across the state of New York, and for that reason, I think a lot about metrics for those services. And in my experience, I've come to conclude that metrics should ideally have at least three characteristics. First of all, they should be feasible. It should be possible to collect the data that you actually want to collect.
Can you speak up just a little bit louder?
Thank you. First of all, they should be feasible. Second of all, they should be intuitive. You should easily be able to understand what the data are actually describing. And third of all, they should be profound. They should talk to something actually important. In the paper that I submitted, I suggested about 50 metrics or something, and I looked down that list and decided that about four of them met that met those criteria, and I want to talk about those four. The first is the percentage of defendants in criminal court who are assigned counsel. The last time that the Bureau of Justice Statistics, who my friend Suzanne Strong is representing, did a national survey on the number of defendants assigned counsel in criminal court was 20 years ago. They found that between 60 and 80% of people in court were indeed assigned counsel. This is not a criticism. I am actually aiming to become far greater friends with Suzanne before we're done with this. So this could be done. And they concluded between 60 and 80% of people were actually assigned counsel. However, in a 2013 case in Texas, it was revealed that Williamson County, Texas, had successfully reduced the rate at which it's assigned counsel to people who are misdemeanor defendants to 8%. It is quite possible to do this in perfectly legal manner, and we see it done across New York all the time, by making the process for applying for counsel forbidding, onerous, and by providing procedural barriers to actually making the application. So for that reason, I suggest that metric as a baseline metric for understanding the access to counsel across the nation. And I would note that similar metrics were proposed by NLADA and the written submission of the International Legal Foundation. Second of my four, in addition to access to counsel, for those who actually access counsel, the quality of that counsel is critical. Understanding how much is actually being spent on indigent legal services across the nation, I think, is a critical thing that should be done. The last time the amount that was spent on indigent defense across this nation was measured was 2008. The Bureau of Justice Statistics did a more recent study in 2014, but it only covered part of the picture. Third of all, David said that...
Andrew, I'm sorry to cut you off, but we're going to pause there, and hopefully folks can refer to your...
Questions, comments? If you could perhaps just identify your agency, if you're willing.
Yes, I'm back at the Bureau of Justice Statistics, but I'm curious from Mr. Davis about the other two measures we've been
talking about. The other two measures I was thinking about, one was... Sure. One was a risky one. We've got quite interested in New York in the proportion of employees in public defender offices who are not lawyers. That's because of our recognition that a lot of the investigation services, sometimes social work services to help people deal with problem behaviors, that really high-quality defenders do provide are only provided when you have a high proportion of non-lawyer staff in your office, and we have some research that really seems to suggest so far that that's a pretty good measure. And the last one was to acknowledge that access to justice is not only a matter of providing services, it is also an experience for the people who receive services. And so my final suggestion was, every year your agency interviews 100,000 people and asks them if they've been the victim of a crime and what that was like. I would suggest you ask them if they've been accused of a crime and if they feel the outcome of the case was just.